No, yesterday we thought it was, you know, minor. Well, you know, kind of the feel we were getting. And then, you know, the news we got today is obviously unfortunate. And as a group up front, our prayers are going out to him. He's still a part of this family. But, you know, this is going to give us a chance to see what these young guys are about.
Have you had a chance to talk to
him? Not as of yet. You know, when we were done, he was out of the building, obviously. So I'll reach out to him after.
Your ACL, what's the first?
Damn. Man, you know, what else can you think about? You know, when somebody's a player his caliber goes down, you know, it's kind of the only word that came to my mind.
You guys are, you know, already replacing four guys on the line, five if you count you moving back. So, I mean, he was like the one stable guy. So, is that a double blow almost?
No, because I think we still got some, you know, we got a good leader in Chris Clark. He's obviously been in the league a number of years, and he's got, you know, a tremendous amount of snaps under his belt. So, you know, I'm going to pull him alongside with me and, you know, have him, you know, help me tow the group, you know, where we need to go.
What are your impressions of Gino? Can he anchor that center spot?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything that I've, so far that I've worked with Gino, you know, he's quick, he's smart. You know, he's obviously been in the scheme. I like his style of play, and we, you know, so far we've meshed well, and, you know, it's easy to play alongside a guy like that when, you know, it just comes naturally.
You think Paige will cut you guys some slack as you get some cohesion on that line? I mean, he's notorious for being rough like that.
You know, it just our nature up front. We don't look to get any slack. You know, it's our job to protect Peyton, and, you know, if we're not obviously doing our job, then he can't do his, so. There's no room for error up front.
Gary Kubiak said that the rookie Tyson Brilo would get a crack over there at left tackle. What have you seen from him so far?
You know, I haven't seen today. You know, there's still some film I have to look at. But, you know, he, as far as I've seen in the huddle, he kept his composure. And, you know, he's got to grow up quick. But, you know, just from being in the huddle, what, you know, just today and a little bit of yesterday, he held his composure pretty well.
What do you want to see out of young guys, not necessarily Ty in general, but that will give you confidence that this is a guy that's ready to play? What are the things you're going to look for?
You know, not to get flustered. You know, if you have a bad play, leave it behind. Because that if you let it drag on to the next play, it's just going to be a bad series, and then we're not going to, you know, get the production that we need to be. So for a guy to have a bad play and let it go and continue to be productive, you know, that's first and foremost, first things first. You know, if he can keep his composure, especially when things start to heat up and the game moves a lot faster, to him to slow it down for himself and then, you know, not to panic.
Is this put more on you, not just from the physical standpoint being there, but guys would go, when we've talked to some of the linemen, they've asked you and Ryan questions. Now it seems like a lot of it's even more going to go to you as far as you don't have to worry about yourself, but you're kind of coaching up the other players, too.
You know, I've been doing that since we've come back, you know, because we have a lot more young guys, obviously. So I've been doing that now since we started. But, you know, with Ryan down, yeah, there's a little more, you know, sense of, I guess, more sense of leadership out of me. You know, I'm not really feeling it from the coaches, but I put it upon myself. You know, I'm kind of the only man left standing that's been on the line for the past 3 years. And, you know, with a leader like that, Clady, going down, you know, it's, I put it upon myself to kind of carry the group and be the anchor.
With that said, how tough is that? Because you guys often talk about the chemistry on the offensive line is perhaps more important than any other place. And now it's you, like you said, the only guy left standing in a lot of the
days. You know, at the end of the day, I can only do so much. They have to produce. I'm going to help them as much as I can, you know, whenever I can, and, you know, to the most to get them to get ready to play. But, you know, it's up to them to, you know, pick up the slack that's there and, you know, not have that drop off in production.
What are your early impressions of this new scheme, this new system, the adjustment process? What's it been like for you?
For linemen, we love it. You know, I guess it gives us a chance to beat up on people up front, move them around, and then it takes pressure off the quarterback, obviously, because we're, you know, a run-heavy team. And, you know, if they're playing the run, then it frees up all other aspects of the game.
When the tackle position got shaky last year, they kicked you out. Was there any talk at all today of you?
Not as of yet, obviously. You know, once we left the field, went to go lift and all that. But, you know, as of yet, I haven't got word. And I'm not really sure that I will. You know, I'm pretty sure I'll stay where I'm at.
That chemistry you need to have on the O-line, can that come in OTAs and training camp, or is that something that has to come in with regular season game experience?
No, it can come. It starts, you know, now, and then training camp, obviously when we put the pads on, it gets a little, you know, it gets to be a little bit more, and that's where we really start to, you know, become one as a unit. And then obviously as the season goes on, preseason, regular season, you know, there's still things we need to work on, and you know, we're not perfect, you know, by the end of the, at the end of the season, but you know, the thing up front is to get better each and every week. So we might, you know, at the end we might appear perfect, but you know, up front there's always work to do.
You were out on that left side last year as that kind of bodyguard to Peyton Manning, that line between he and that edge rusher. What is that like, and is it, would it be more difficult for a young guy to embrace, you know, take?
I was on the right side.
Right side, as a tackle, to be a tackle when you're protecting a future Hall of Famer, is it different? Is that in your mind, or is it just job is?
For me, I don't know. I can't speak anymore. I'm not a young guy anymore. But for me, being out there, it's no different than me being at guard or, you know, any other position. It's our job is to protect quarterback at all costs. You know, it's obviously a different, you know, you're out in the island more, but still the last thing you want to do is get beat and get the quarterback hit.
What have you seen on Max Garcia so far?
You know, he's still a young guy, still developing, and I'm working, like I said, I'm working with the young guys as much as I can to, you know, to get them ready to, you know, roll into training camp and, you know, start developing as a player and leave college behind.
What progress have you seen from Ben Garland working over at left guard?
You know, he's smart. He is. We've this early, you know, in OTAs, we still, everybody, including myself, we all have things we need to work on. But, you know, Ben's been a hell of a player so far, and he's, you know, picked up. He's real smart, picked up the offense pretty well. And, you know, we're still taking a step at a time.
Yeah,
I mean, this is my first time being a part of such a young offensive line. So it is a little different knowing that there's competition and things, you know, the people that I start out with right now could change, you know, come August, or could even change at the end of OTAs. So it is a little different, and, you know, right now I just try to work on things I need to work on and, you know, continue to get that cohesiveness with the guys that are alongside me right now.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks, Luke.
Thank you.